Governor Mike Beebe made the announcement.
He's a great addition and somebody who will give back. Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Reeves.
Ken Reeves is a vice president and general counsel for FedEx Freight in Harrison and replaces outgoing Commissioner Ronald Pierce of Mountain Home. He's the seventh member of the panel, which oversees hunting and fishing regulations. Reeves says he wants to build on work the Game and Fish Commission has done to attract young people to outdoor activities.
It troubles me. We see all these children running around all the time now with their hands wrapped around some type of electronic device. I'd like to see more of those little hands wrapped around BB guns and fishing poles and hiking sticks and archery equipment and watch them see that the virtual outdoors does not compare to the real outdoors.
In recent years, the Game and Fish Commission has faced several controversies, including a failed effort to enact a restrictive freedom of information policy and criticism over its large vehicle fleet. An employee survey last year also found low employee morale. Last October, a new leader was selected, and Reeves is optimistic about the commission's future.
I truly believe the Game and Fish Commission has turned the corner and that there's a new day dawning. I've spent some time with Director Mike Knadel, talked to many people about him. I'm convinced he's the right man at the right time and that the best days of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission lie ahead of us.
Reeves is a member of the National Wild Turkey Federation, Ducks Unlimited, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. After the announcement, he said,
I want to see us continue to restore the confidence of the public in the Game and Fish Commission, and I want to do the very best job I can for all the constituencies we serve, which is more than, I'm a hunter and a fisherman, that's my first love, but there are a lot of other things that one can enjoy outdoors, and I want to enhance those opportunities for as many people as we can.
Reeves' term will expire in 2020. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.